Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something fascinating. Socrates and his whole quest for wisdom. We're looking at how he tried to understand that oracle message by, well, interviewing the supposed great minds of Athens and what he found out about knowledge and maybe pretension. It's surprisingly relevant even for us today.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that Socrates, you know, he wasn't always the most popular guy, but he felt this real obligation to talk to these reputable people, the ones everyone thought were truly wise. He needed to test that oracle riddle about him being the wisest. And honestly, his discoveries, they echo that feeling we sometimes get, you know, when you meet someone who seems impressive, but maybe is, well,
full of it. We're just kind of winging it.
Exactly. That's pretty much what Socrates started to uncover.
So how did he actually figure this out? The source mentions he found many at the top who were all mostly full of it from time to time. That sounds pretty blunt.
It does. But it wasn't just being critical for the sake of it. He observed that folks in high positions, people with big reputations, often had beliefs, especially outside their own little area, that were, well, not really thought through. It wasn't just winging it casually. It was more like their perceived wisdom was built on shaky ground, on assumptions they hadn't questioned.
Okay, so it's more subtle than just saying they're faking it.
Right. Take his conversations with the poets. That was really revealing. He found that often bystanders could explain the meanings of the poems better than the authors could.
Wow, really? The audience knew better than the creator.
Sometimes, yes. Socrates felt it wasn't that they lacked talent, but maybe they mistook their talent for, like, total understanding.
Ah, I see.
He concluded they weren't wise in the way you or I might think of wisdom reasoned, understood knowledge. Instead, he thought they had an instinct or were inspired. He even compared them to prophets who deliver messages without knowing what they mean. Like the message comes through them, not fully from their own deep understanding.
That's a fascinating idea, almost like channeling something.
Sort of, yeah. And he felt you could see echoes of that sometimes today, maybe with charismatic speakers or preachers who deliver powerful stuff without maybe fully grasping all its layers intellectually.
Okay, so that's the poets. But he didn't stop there, did he? He also talked to politicians. Craftsmen.
Right, the skillful workers, too. And here's where a really interesting, maybe slightly worrying pattern showed up.
What was that?
He noticed they often shared this flawed belief. Because they were great at their one specific thing, making laws, crafting objects, they assumed they were therefore more knowledgeable of any and all subjects.
Ah, the classic expert in one field thinks they're an expert in all fields problem. We definitely still see that.
Exactly. And the source really hits on this, asking, is that assumption valid? Well, no. It points out there are many examples today of supposed experts giving advice on subjects in which they are not even proficient. You know, think about big public crises like a pandemic. You often had people, maybe brilliant in business or tech,
suddenly sounding off like epidemiologists.
Yeah, precisely. Offering strong opinions on things far outside their actual expertise.
So, okay, Socrates sees all this. The poets running on instinct, the politicians and artisans overreaching. What did he take away from it all? For himself.
Well, this is the core of it, really. Through all these probably quite humbling interviews, Socrates had this big realization. He understood that his own knowledge of this fact, the fact that he knew he didn't know everything, that awareness was his actual advantage.
So knowing his own ignorance made him wiser than those who thought they were wise but weren't.
That's exactly it. While they claimed knowledge they didn't truly possess, Socrates knew the limits of his own understanding. He knew what he didn't know. And that led him to decide he'd rather be neither wise, in their flawed sense, nor ignorant, like someone unaware of their own lack of knowledge. It's about recognizing the vastness of what you don't understand.
A kind of intellectual humility as the true wisdom.
You can say that. It's profound, really. Which leads to a question for you, listening right now. If knowing what you don't know is maybe the start of real wisdom, what parts of your own life, or maybe what we see in public discussions today, could really use a bit more of that Socratic questioning? A bit more challenging of assumed expertise, maybe a bit more humility, something to think about.